This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. And you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, either the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us for hour number two of the program is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics out there in California. Hey, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Time to say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country, was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, I want to remind everybody about the fact that on the 23rd of September, we are going to have a spectacular event down here in Tampa, Florida, with the Job Creators Network, Bring Small Businesses Back Tour. Now, get this. The left-wing media has been attacking our Florida governor and our conservative policies and our best governor that we have in the country, Ron DeSantis. You can join me for a special in-person appearance and an address by Governor Ron DeSantis as he speaks to the broken policies of the White House and the left Thursday, September 23rd, at the Grand Hyatt in Tampa Bay. You'll also hear from Salem Radio Network's Mike Gallagher, Larry Elder. By the way, Larry Elder, Kyle, could be the governor-elect in California at that time.
That's very true.
Yeah. And we'll be joined by Rebecca Walser from Walser Wealth. She's a Fox News contributor, Fox Business contributor, I should say. And Alfredo Ortiz, who is the president and CEO of the Job Creators Network. It's going to be a lively panel discussion. My good friend Bill Bunkley will be the moderator for that. And tickets are going fast, so don't wait. Get your tickets today by going to theanswertampa.com. That's theanswertampa.com. And I'll tell you what, Kyle, if you were closer, I'd say just hop in a car and drive over.
Well, thanks. Well, one of these days we'll make that a reality. We'll get on the corporate jet, as you say. Absolutely.
Yeah, hop in the corporate jet, even if it's the Goodyear blimp.
Well, you know, it's up here in Carson, I think. So that's right. They fly it up around near LAX.
Okay. Now, let's talk about something here. Now, Joe Biden's national security advisor, Jake Sullivan, yesterday inadvertently exposed another Biden lie in the Afghanistan crisis. What did he do?
What was that? Yeah.
You don't remember?
I'm trying to remember. That's right.
He came out, and Joe Biden, of course, had talked about the fact that there was no al-Qaeda there in the country, and there was no terrorism at all. And he says, well, al-Qaeda is there. We believe ISIS may be there. He totally wiped away what his boss had said.
Well, this is really significant, and I do recall when President Biden said that, and then, of course, there was a clarification after that. But it's interesting.
Not by him.
Well, not by him, no, but by staff. And it was interesting to me, though, Captain, that the reporters are not letting go of that. I've heard this question asked in some variation, several times now, where they continue to say, look, the president has said there's no al-Qaeda. But yet that's not true. The president does the president not understand this? And then of course they go at the spin of, well, there's not enough Al Qaeda to mount an attack against the United States. Basically, that's basically what they're saying. And so again, but Joe Biden again sort of shoots from the hip on these things, and maybe he really believes it. That's the scary thing.
Now here's something else that's scary. Did you hear the news story that came out yesterday about General Milley?
What was that?
You know this transgender secretary that's on, what is it? Is it Health and Human Services or something like that?
Right, right.
That one?
Right.
Well, when she was a he, Milley and he played football together.
Oh, no kidding. Interesting. Well.
High school football.
Well, small world, I guess.
So they have a history.
Yeah.
And that came out yesterday, and it's starting to spread all around the Internet for whatever reason.
Yeah, yeah. Well, again, you know, it seems to me, Captain, that at every single turn, this whole everything about the Biden administration, it's hard to point to some place that, okay, this is all working just fine.
Right, and it's just a gang that couldn't shoot straight. Okay, now let's talk about the FDA yesterday, who granted full approval to Pfizer for their COVID-19 vaccines, which is a big deal.
That is a very, very big deal. And, of course, one of the stumbling blocks for a lot of people had been the fact that it had not been fully approved. But in the wake of this full approval, at least for Pfizer, that's going to begin to energize private business and also government to do the so-called vaccine mandate, basically, if it's an approved vaccine. And so watch for some new controversy to start up about that, new contentiousness, as it were.
Now, why do you suppose it is that nobody's been fired yet over the Afghanistan crisis?
Well, I think, Captain, because they just believe if they continue to come out and spin it the way they're spinning it, they'll get through it. But I think it's a horrible wound on the administration.
They're not going to get through this one. Nope.
No.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy's going to take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are. This portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell at his MyPillow.com company. If you go over to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Specials logo that's right there, you'll get some insanely low prices on whatever it is he's got to offer. 18 to 20 different items there. You're going to find some deep discounts on the MyPillow products that are there. And all you got to do is enter the promo code CAPTAIN. And if you want to call him, you can do that too by dialing 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Now, don't forget, MyPillow.com, you get a 60-day guarantee on whatever you buy. So if you don't like it, you can send it back anytime within 60 days. You get your money back, no questions asked. So, MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Specials tab, click on that. You'll wind up looking at a whole bunch of stuff that he's got there for sale with tremendous discounts. Enter the promo code CAPTAIN. And don't forget, you can call 800-641-5459 and speak to a live person. Okay, before we get to our caller, my friend Cynthia sent me something for us to listen to. This will be the first time that we've heard this, Kyle included. So this is called We Want This Country Back.
I had this crazy dream about some folks who love this country, who all began to dream the same dream. And when the morning came, there arose across this nation people thinking one and the same. And they awoke to find their freedom and all their liberties had gradually been taken away. When they realized the danger to their posterity, I heard those patriotic people say, we want this country back. We ain't just joking, Jack. We want our liberty and our dignity and our freedom.
guys. That guy's name is Carl Klang. That's K-L-A-N-G. And Cynthia sent that to me and thought that we might want to play it on the show and use it every now and then, and I surely will. What do you think, Kyle?
Yeah, it's great country flavor to it, absolutely. And, of course, the idea of taking the country back is we got to make sure to mobilize and vote in the upcoming elections. That's absolutely right, and you got to overwhelm whatever it is they try to do to the election.
Okay, well, we've got one of our friends on the telephone that we're going to give 60 seconds to, but I want to know if he's going to go over to Kyle Bowling Street and that mess out over there. So here we go, 60 seconds with Todd in Tampa.
Yes, let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. And by the way, okay, we're taking our country back. It's reinstating Donald Trump, who won in a landslide. That's number one, okay, period. Okay, that would have never happened. You understand? These people hate America. Joe Biden, they hate them. They're owned by China, okay? They're owned by China. They hate us. They take their wrath out on the American people while they help the enemy. That's the Democrat Party, okay? They're not doing anything to help you. Remember, Donald Trump said, what do you got to lose? What do you got to lose to the African-American? That's why the African-American, they voted for him in a landslide victory. Joe Biden's a disaster. They don't say anything about the border. How many people got killed in Chicago? Did any cops get killed? Did they say anything about that? No, they don't care about you or me. Come on, man. They should be removed from office for total incompetence. Period. And they lost. Okay, that's number one. Number two, let me say something because the NFL season's going to start real quick. Okay, and if your team hasn't won a Super Bowl in 20 years, you should be booing your own owner and your own quarterback and your own organization because they're selling you a bill of goods, and Tebow is 10 times better. Chad, let me tell Urban Meyer, I'll take Tim Tebow over Trevor Lawrence, any one-year contract right now, and I'll win the Super Bowl. I'm just coming off a Super Bowl victory. So don't tell me your quarterback is better than Tim Tebow when he doesn't have the resume that Tim Tebow has. You don't know a damn thing about winning football games, okay? And it's a disgrace. And let me tell the NFLPA says something else. For you to get you're paying a guy $100 million and he gets a taunting penalty, so if some idiot referee throws a guy out, you're paying $100 million for taunting, you're asleep at the wheel, and Tebow should be starting, so Biden should be fired, and that's what's taken on. And Donald Trump should be reinstated, who won this election in the landslide, who looked out for the American people, the cops, and America first. Let's stand up for our country, stand up for our cops. And stand up for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's
all
get
right.
The word of peace.
Now, the reinstatement part is not going to happen. I wish it could, but it's not. We have no real mechanism for what happens if an election goes south. They can't just hold the election over again because the whole purpose of the Electoral College, which, by the way, decides the election, correct, Kyle?
That's true.
Yeah. Once they do that, that's it. Cast in gold.
Well, exactly right. But basically what we're seeing, though, Captain, I think we're seeing a lot of people, they're watching what the Biden administration is doing.
Oh, yeah.
And this is, the Democrats are absolutely, the Democrat Party elite, they are absolutely terrified now, I think, because they can't paper over what Joe Biden has done, what the Biden administration has done. And it's going to get worse, I'm sorry to say, and it's going to propel a lot more.
Well, think about this. Think about this one for a second. Joe Biden is going to decide on the Afghan evacuation extension within the next 24 hours. And he's going to decide that either we stay there longer or we leave as scheduled. If we leave as scheduled, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you that we're going to be leaving several thousand Americans behind to fend for themselves. It's not going to be pretty. Once the Taliban locates them, once ISIS locates them, once Al-Qaeda locates them, use your imagination. It doesn't take a brain surgeon to figure out what they're going to do, especially to the women. And the men, they're just going to kill. That's all there is to it. Torture them and then kill them.
Yeah, and this is the sad, sad reality, but it is exactly what you're saying, Captain.
Yeah.
Now,
and what do they do to the Christians they catch?
Well, I believe that they would behead them, for one thing.
No, they burn them alive.
Really? Wow.
Yep, they set them on fire, burn them alive.
Well, you know, Captain, you know, the obvious references to intolerance and this kind of thing are just a pale in comparison, but what will happen with Joe Biden's decision, as you're talking about, the quote-unquote decision he's going to make, whatever happens, there's going to be horrible consequences on either side of that. And so we just have to prepare the American people because it's not good.
I've had a lot of liberal people, and I was in the grocery store again yesterday where there were some blacks, and they were talking back and forth amongst each other, and they were talking about Joe Biden, and I just stood there with my mouth shut and listened, and they were all over Joe Biden. His policies were failing. It was costing our country. People were being killed. The streets were uncontrollable. We got this huge mess in Afghanistan, and one woman said she actually had a son who was in the military over there. She was frightened for his son, her son over there, whether or not he would be okay, because if the Taliban decides to close ranks and take control of that airport, they outnumber our troops by about 25-1.
Right. That's right.
Just based on what I know is right there.
Right. And so if it puts them in a terrible position, how are they going to hunker down and defend the airport? There's no perimeter. By the way, there was a really good question asked by one of the reporters. Why couldn't they have had like a perimeter like around the airport? And so forth. And I think
I told you how to do that.
What was that?
Call in Puff the Magic Dragon to see the C-130 gunship and just open it up and blast your way a ring around it and then go back and put the barbed wire back up. Bing, problem solved. They wouldn't be back on that wire for a long time.
I would imagine. Exactly. But a lot of the thrust of what the reporters are asking, and because they're the ones that are they're asking the questions of the president or these spokespeople, the thrust of it is, why wouldn't you do these things before? Why did you pull the military before the people got out? And these are really obvious questions, and the way that they try to answer them is almost comical.
Well, Democrats and Republicans are continuing to push the COVID shots as a safe and effective way of combating the virus, but some people see sufficient evidence to doubt that line of thinking. There's a number of people that have come down with the COVID, even though they've had the shot, and people have gotten sick, and this, that, and the other. But and again, I had the Moderna. You had the Moderna. I never had any problems.
I never had any problems either. And so, again, a lot of people have had these shots, and we're getting a lot of information about it.
All right. Hold that thought. Okay, folks, we're coming back with more right after this message that you'll be hearing coming up here in just a second, because we're going to let our pal, the captain, take us to break.
Hi, everybody. This is the captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station, the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Dan DeRocky.
Kathy Hochul has become the state of New York's first female governor, being sworn in just after midnight Eastern on Tuesday. She had served as former Governor Andrew Cuomo's lieutenant governor since 2015, replacing him following his resignation after a report from the state attorney general found he'd sexually harassed multiple women. The FDA is asking people not to use an animal deworming medication as treatment for COVID-19. The FDA tweeting that people should not use the drug ivermectin to treat COVID, as the medication is used to treat and prevent parasites in animals like horses and livestock. The FDA says that besides not being proven to treat coronavirus, the drug can cause severe side effects in humans, including allergic reactions, seizures, and even death. And Hawaii's governor is urging tourists to delay trips to the island as his state deals with an increase in COVID cases. Governor David Ige said Monday that lockdowns may be on the table again as Hawaii deals with an increase of infections and hospitalizations. This is USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com. Case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mark. Armed American Radio, the Monster Cast, Sunday nights, 8 p.m. all across the country, and his daily defense, 4 p.m. all across the country. Alrighty, this portion of the program brought to you by Geico, G-E-I-C-O. Geico, they've been saving people money for more than 75 years. They're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, moi, your humble talk radio host. Now, you can do what I did to begin with. I went to the website, geico.com, and I gave them my zip code, and I've got a car that I'm driving. At the time, I was driving a truck. But 18 years ago, I had them do the cost comparison for me on what I had to see if they could save me any money. And right off the bat, they did. And the rest is history. And they continue to every year because of what I've got going on here. But if you've got a car, if you've got a truck, if you've got a motorcycle, an ATV, boat, or RV, they can insure all of that. And then guess what? If you really want to save money, you bundle that with your homeowners or renter's insurance or condo insurance policy. Bundle that, and you will save a bunch of money. And then knock on wood, there's the wood, once you get an opportunity and you've been there a year and you're a safe driver, every year you'll get a 10% reduction in the rate, whatever it is. Now, so far, I've qualified every year for the 18 years, and that also saves you money along the way. So check them out, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All righty, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, Democrats framed the January 6th riots on Capitol Hill as crazed Donald Trump supporters threatening America's delicate democracy, and they brazenly used the violence and chaos to try to impeach him, which didn't work, right?
That's right.
But now new information is further eroding the left's claims that right-wing terrorists attempted an armed insurrection against the nation. First of all, they weren't armed.
Right.
And second of all, they didn't do any of the above because we just had the FBI report come out and tell us that there was no such thing going on there.
Precisely. Precisely, precisely. And again, you had a lot of people doing things they were not supposed to be doing. The FBI report found that some groups like the Proud Boys or Oath Keepers, I believe.
They had reasons to be there. There was not a big amount of them, but about 100 or 200.
Right, exactly. And that they seemed to have a plan to storm the Capitol or break in, but not much to do after that. So it even begins to erode the notion that somehow an actual coup d'etat was afoot, you know, in the United States that day.
Yeah.
But basically, Captain, again, there was the Democrats used that as a political maneuver. Let's impeach him again, you know, without having all the facts.
Now, a high-ranking retired U.S. military officer admitted yesterday the ugly truth surrounding the Taliban and the war in Afghanistan and contends that the Biden administration has a lot of resolve before the dust settles, and that was the general that said that, retired general.
Well, sure, yeah. The dust is not going to settle in Afghanistan for quite some time. Now, people obviously, I think, you know, rightly think that, well, Afghanistan is a world away and that kind of thing, but yet it is not only what's happening on the ground, which was precipitated by the Biden administration, but the ongoing ramifications that are going to hurt our country and our place in the world for a long time.
Now, here comes the Chinese connection. The Taliban yesterday, their spokesman praised the role of Beijing that they had played so far, the role of Beijing, and look forward to working with China in Afghanistan in the future.
Well, so they can all be one big happy something or other over there, I guess. But we do know that the Chinese had said they were going to recognize the Taliban as the legitimate government of Afghanistan.
They're also going to buy their lithium and pay them a bunch of money.
They're going to buy their lithium. That's right. They will also be able to advise the Taliban, no doubt, on of the equipment. The massive amount of equipment that has been left behind, they'd like to get their hands on it themselves, for tactical research and so forth. So this is something that, again, the seed has been sown now, and we're going to unfortunately see this grow over a long period of time.
Speaking of the seed, our allies who had lauded Joe Biden now have serious doubts about him and questioned his recent actions after the Afghanistan debacle. They are not happy.
Well, that's not what the president is saying. The president is saying he's hearing.
I heard what he said. He's lying through his teeth.
Well, sure. And it is fantastical, Captain, that we're seeing this happen with the American president like this. But no, they do have serious doubts, and for good reason.
All right, let's go to the telephone lines. We've got Elliot and Wesley Chapel. What's up, Elliot?
Yes, good morning, Captain, and good morning, West Coast Kyle. You know, Captain, the world knows that the number one issue is Afghanistan and households around the world. But let's take a look. Folks, don't take your eyes off of Cuba. I seen a feed last night out of Cuba. It's disturbing. I would like to urge the world, do not take your focus off of Cuba. Captain, I watched a feed from Cuba, and it's troubling. So far, close to 900 Cubans have been arrested. The feed showed Cubans still marching and protesting, being assaulted by a goon squad called the Black Berets, who wear all black.
Aren't those the Chinese?
Mixed with the Chinese, but if you look at them, most of them are this same outfit that was over in Venezuela.
Okay.
When they were taking the Humvees and running over innocent people, killing them, you know.
Yeah, okay.
But it's a very bad thing that is going on in Cuba. I just urge the world, if you care about the Cuban people, do not take your focus off of that, because they are literally, destroying the human life of the people that are protesting the feed that I've seen last night.
I've got a question for you, Elliot. What's going to happen after August the 31st in Afghanistan?
Well, Captain, it's sad, but I don't think Joe Biden is up to make a fair decision. And General Milley and General Austin, they should be, I don't know what it takes to get rid of them, but they need to go right away, because they have failed us. the whole administration has failed us. What I think will happen is going to be epic proportions, because we have people 3-4 hours away. We are not in place. He should have done things with layers, like I mentioned on your previous broadcast.
Do we need to, Elliot, do we need to go back and take control of Bagram again to help it out?
You damn right.
Okay, because we'd be right there.
They said, Captain, if you look at all of the, like, 24 France, 24 News, you look at the BBC, I think some of the best reporters, now, as sorry as CNN is, they have a foreign correspondent, a blonde-haired lady, I can't call her name, she is a great reporter as far as Afghanistan, and the guy, Trey Geese, I believe, the guy from Fox News has been doing a superb job.
He has. All right.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you, Elliot.
Thanks. Have a great day.
All right, thank you. And I asked him a couple of questions there, Kyle, because being with his military background, I really believe, I hope in my heart that Joe Biden extends it and that we go back in and we take control of Bagram and to give us a position to get away from all of this other stuff. I don't know if we'll be able to or not.
Well, that is a very good question. Certainly, there's got to be something, I don't know about back channels or what they're trying to tell the Taliban, because the Taliban captain also put themselves in a position, you know, if they haven't kicked America out by the 31st, then they've got to do something else.
Let me see. Are you back on the line, Elliot? All right. I guess there was a butt dial. All right. Well, don't forget now, the Americans are not stranded in Afghanistan. And you can't say that to Jen Psaki, because she'll go after you.
Well, she got really visibly angry, I think.
I don't care. She was wrong. Absolutely wrong.
No, I agree. I agree. Because these words shall not be associated with the Biden administration. You can't come out and talk about what's really going on, evidently. Otherwise, she will scold you in front of everybody, by the way. And this is just nonsense, Captain. Of course they're stranded. And we hope they're not going to be abandoned, but this is getting worse.
Yes. All right. Hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more on Captain's America Third Watch and another look at the highways and byways. See if anything's changed. In the meantime, Kathy's going to take us to break, and she's going to give you the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind. First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it.
Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure, and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
All righty, if you want to find out more about the adventures of Don and Donna, go to cowboylogic.us. That's cowboylogic.us. I think you're going to like what you hear over there. All right, this portion of the program, the Truckers Highway Byway Report, brought to you by the Pilot and the Flying J nearest you. Become a member of the Drivers Club and take advantage of the points that you'll get for the fuel you buy, the food you buy, the stuff you buy in the store, too. You can use those points and save yourself a whole bunch of money on down the line. In the meantime, here we go again.
Yeah.
the name of that song and who's doing it?
Well, that's Don't Stop Believin', Journey.
Yep.
And I think that's off Escape, I think.
Yeah, 1981. It was a tour in Japan is where they were playing that. So there you go. So you're two for two tonight.
All right, yes.
All right, well, you know, we got weather, and boy, have we got weather. Now, the weather changed from last hour to this hour, and I'm going to turn Kyle loose out west before I tell you what changed about it. Go ahead, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. We're going to start out west tonight in Wyoming. We've got the air quality alerts covering almost the entire state. Fire weather warning in the southern part of the state as you come through Laramie, also up through Hanna and Rollins as well. So be careful in that area. That means, of course, low humidities and gusty winds. Lake wind advisory, speaking of winds, up along U.S. Highway 2, this in northeastern Montana tonight. Our friends in Missoula are looking at the frost advisory, Captain, as you come across the I-90. That's going to even out before you get over to Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, though. They're not affected by this frost advisory, but this is definitely, we're starting to see some changes in temperatures and in seasons here. But in Washington State, with Southern Washington State, air quality alert. Also, of course, Southern Oregon because of those fires burning there. But turning up the heat in Southern California, out in the southern part of the low deserts there, El Centro. This is I-8, I-10. As you're heading east, east over into Phoenix, where you continue with the excessive heat watch and, of course, air quality alerts tonight.
Okay, well, that weather that was up there in North and South Dakota is still in North and South Dakota, but it's moved east into Minnesota. So if you're traveling along I-94, you're going to have some thunderstorms and some flash flood advisories all the way across through the Twin Cities, all the way to the Wisconsin line, and it's now starting to move along into Wisconsin. Apparently there's a front right there, and that rain also comes down into South Dakota right along the Minnesota-South Dakota line about probably a good 60 miles, and that's what you'll have there tonight. You've also got fog up there in the northeastern corner of Minnesota tonight up into the Canadian border. Be advised of that. Now, we do have some heat advisories now that have just dropped into the picture for northern Indiana, Fort Wayne. You're going to be in some high, warm, muggy temperatures today. Toledo, Ohio, holy Toledo, is going to be right there in a bunch of hot weather. Then it skipjacks over into Illinois. Most of Illinois will be under a high heat warning. The southern part of Iowa, the southeastern corner of Nebraska, the eastern half of Kansas, to include Kansas City, all the way down into Oklahoma, to include Tulsa and Oklahoma City, all the way down into the eastern part of the metroplex of Dallas and up by 30, through Arkansas, all of Arkansas, across I-20, all the way into the central part of Mississippi tonight to Jackson. But where the really hot temperatures are going to be, 110 to 115 degrees, is going to be from the Mississippi River alley right south of the Tennessee line, Mississippi and Arkansas, down that line all the way down to just north of Lafayette, Louisiana. And I'm telling you, there's going to be really hot there. And the temperatures also go down to New Orleans, Louisiana tonight. And we do have a little bit of fog in the southwestern corner of Ohio. And we still have some flood alerts, flood warnings and alerts up in New England. But that'll be going away because the storm, Henri, what's left of it, has gone out to the ocean and it's headed out to jolly old England, I do believe. Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and we appreciate him very much. Okay, now we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
Joe Biden is going to decide within the next 24 hours whether or not to keep the extension going on the evacuation. A lot of people are very concerned that he's going to bail out and leave a bunch of Americans behind, and I think we all pretty much know what their fate's going to be.
Well, that's the interesting thing. What are the probabilities that will happen after September the 1st, or on September the 1st? We don't know. And this is a dangerous place to be in right now.
You're playing chicken. Chicken with thousands of lives.
It's just really hard to describe, you know, where we are. It's fascinating that we have surrendered to a terror organization and they are dictating to us what our operations will be and not be. And just put that in perspective for a second, you know? It's a bad gig, and we all know that this cat just doesn't have the moxie to deal with it.
Well, I'll tell you what, I've talked to more and more military people, former military and current military, and they're all saying they want to see Joe Biden court-martialed.
Well, it can't happen. So.
I know that, and you know that, but that's what they're saying.
Yeah. The big thing is we don't have friendlies at the head of our government right now.
Nope.
I think you have to look past really September the 1st. What does Afghanistan look like? Not just for the United States, but for the rest of the world, with the Taliban in charge and Al-Qaeda and Islamic State Khorasan and, you know, whatever else. Does it give a shot in the arm to North Korea? Does it give a shot in the arm to Iran? What happens in all the other conflicts, you know, that are currently going on in, say, Africa?
All right, we're going to break. We'll talk about it on the other side. But by the way, it's going to give a huge shot in the arm to China, because China, the Taliban already said yesterday, they're looking forward to working with their good friends from China. Yeah, I'm sure they are. All right, we'll be right back right after the top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.